So how does it feel to be releasing, you know, an EP solely for an American audience?
It feels great, actually. This is our second EP, and we're stoked about this one. It's a little different. This one's going to be a little bit more R&B inspired, while as the first EP we released was more dance. So we're super excited. It's sort of like a little different direction with a song like Hello Love, which is our first single. So, yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind that song? It's so eclectic and so different. It's got a little bit of rap. It's got a little bit of dance. It's got a little bit of everything. So how was it put together?
Jukebox, one of our main producers, he wrote the song and produced it. And when we heard it, we just fell in love with it. It's different from what we've done so far. And we just thought it was a new sound. And that's something we wanted to go for. So, I mean, it was just, we couldn't say no when we heard the song.
I mean, how does it feel with all the years you guys have under your belts in Iceland? I mean, you guys have done everything there is to do in Iceland music. To come here and kind of start with a fresh slate, is it scary, or is it like, okay, we did it in Iceland, we could do it in the U.S.? Like, how are you guys feeling right now?
Well, it's scary and good at the same time, because, like, you have the experience, even though it's in a smaller market, it gives you that a little bit, like you're saying, like, you have a little experience under your belt to tackle these. It's a crazy world, so it's, like, it's good to have something, but it's a totally different market. So, like, we are learning everything over again.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's scary and good.
Yeah.
What do you think the American audiences will really think of you guys once you get settled in?
Hopefully they'll think we're fun.
Hope they like us.
Hopefully they like us. But I think it's always I think people think people from, I guess American people think people from Europe are a little different and bring a different style and it's also like with fashion. Fashion a lot of times travels from Europe a little later to America, and I guess it's similar with the music. There are different styles going on over there. For example, the dubstep, I think, originated in the UK, and it took a while for it to come over. And, you know, so I hopefully will be something new, something different, and hopefully people see that.
Where do you guys want to be in a couple of years from now? Like, what are your short-term and long-term goals in the United States?
Well, world domination.
World, I mean.
No, we would love to be touring and just, you know, doing music, you know, 24/7. That's what we live for. That's what we came here for. And yeah, that's the goal, the ultimate goal. And hopefully be on the charts, too.
Yeah, I think we all want to be worrying about what to wear to the AMAs and what to wear on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Picking up dresses.
Writing thank you lists.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Just, you know, being constantly in rehearsals for something amazing.
Yeah.
Do you guys get excited when you see someone like Psy get such, you know, mainstream success in the United States after being, you know, relatively unknown for so long in Korea and having hit albums in Korea? Is that something like that you say to yourselves, like, well, if he did it, then, I mean, we were just successful where we came from. Do things like that come into your mind?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, of course, a phenomenon. Like, he finished the AMAs with MC Hammer. Like,
yeah.
Everything is possible.
Yeah.
And he was singing in Korean on stage of the American Music Awards. And that's just, like, says, like, everything is possible.
Yeah.
And so a little girlfriend from Iceland is... might have a chance.
And it shows just the globalization, how everything is getting smaller. Like,
yeah.
You know, people are just listening to different stuff, and people are so open and easily introduced to other music and different genres and styles because of the internet, I guess,
yeah.
And because of YouTube. And
the world
so
is smaller.
People are looking into different things and are more open for, you know, different styles.
Speaking of which, what are your inspirations, each of you guys, and how do you think it... contributes to the overall, you know, creative vision of the band?
We all have our individual favorites, I guess, but then again, we listen to some artists, like, all together that we all love and adore. But starting with me, Elma, speaking here, I guess I listen to a lot of hip-hop and R&B, and it's something I've just always loved, along with pop music. And So I don't know if that's, you know, contributes a little bit to that or not, but it's something. But we all got more into hip hop and R&B after moving to America, for sure.
Oh yeah, way much more of it here than in Iceland, and it's like more quality and
more
variety.
Speaking for myself, this is Clara speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have to say that my biggest inspiration would be Beyonce, because like her entire career, just how she's done it from A to B, has been A to Z, I guess. has been just phenomenal. She's just an incredible woman too. She's just an inspiration for women too. She's an incredible role model, and she has her feet on the ground, it seems, and she's incredibly talented and gorgeous, of course, but she's danced for something amazing. Like she, you know, women empowerment and then believe in yourself. And she's just, I think she's phenomenal. And I really look up to her.
Yeah. Well, like Alma is saying, this is Camilla here. Like we all have like mutual ones. Like we all are in awe and love with Rihanna, both her fashion, her overall style, and like as performer and like singing and everything. She's always so fresh and new. Like, I really adore her and you know, a lot of aspects. But I also, like, I'm really, I probably have the indie side a little. I love, like, the little folk, like, Ray Lamontagne, and, like, the little lyric-wise. I'm, like, a sucker for that. And then I'm a really big fan of Alma here because she's a great songwriter.
All right, this is going to be a fun question, but it also may be a difficult question at the same time. A guilty pleasure artist. Can you guys all tell me an artist that you listen to that you're kind of ashamed of? Someone that's someone that you really enjoy, but you're just like, oh my god, I can't tell anybody. So now you're going to tell somebody.
We're open. We listen to everything.
You're not ashamed of anything. No. Listen to. Justify anything with a tour that if anyone else wouldn't like it, would be like,
poor you.
I don't care.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of how do you say it? Question marks. Yeah, no, people give me looks when I say that I love Michael Bolton.
He's so legendary. He's awesome.
Amazing. When we say that we love him, and people go like, okay.
People's opinions are just so different, and like, especially like after coming here, like, well, we come from a country where it's like people have very strong opinions on what you should listen to and what you should not listen to.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's refreshing to be here, and like, people have just different types of what they like, and I don't know. It's just,
I feel everything goes here. Right?
Yeah.
Like, everything's just,
yeah. What is a guilty pleasure in one genre is like totally going in another, and you know, all the way around.
And
so it's kind of.
And I guess like when Justin Bieber was starting out,
oh god,
we love him. People were like, "What's wrong
with you?"
No, I mean everybody loves him. So he has nothing to hate on. No.
And I love Psy. I mean, he's literally awesome. He makes amazing beats, and he's so rock solid. People think he's a big joke sometimes, but he is. If you listen to the songs and the beat, what he's doing, like, yeah, I do not understand what the word he's saying, but it's awesome. So I actually like that. Yeah.
All right, another semi-fun question. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you could be behind somebody while they're on their computer on iTunes, just about to click on the EP, and they're like, no. And then they're like, oh, maybe. Like, the situation we've all been in. You want to download a song, but you're kind of like, should I, shouldn't I? You get to get behind that person and say, okay, this is why you should buy this EP. What do you think you'd say to them?
Yeah. It's new and it's fresh. It's R&B, rhythm and pop. You want to hear it right
now. It sounds awesome. It's full. Yeah, you just need to have it.
You just have to buy it. So all kick it. No. It's definitely. I think it's definitely worth checking out just because it's different. It's a mix of just a different songs, but they all have this red thread through it, and it's different. They're definitely fresh. They're definitely new. And
catchy,
and they're interesting. They have interesting concepts and interesting feel to them.
Yeah.
And we produced this. Well, we did this EP with our favorite producers, and they're like the combination of them. It's just it makes a really cool combination.
And we want to share it with all of you.
But Hello Love is already out on iTunes, so definitely go check that out.
So we'll be on your back when you're checking that out.
Love UV, so you better go and download that.
Hello Love.